Does the Bible claim Jesus is God?
Many biblical texts can be used to demonstrate that Jesus is God. Three, however, stand out above the rest. Not only are they clear and convincing, but their addresses are easy to remember as well. John 1, Colossians 1, and Hebrews 1. First is John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Here Jesus is not only in existence before the world began, but is differentiated from the Father and explicitly called God, indicating that he shares the same nature as his Father. Furthermore, Colossians 1 informs us that all things were created by him, he is before all things, and God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Only deity has the prerogative of creation, pre-exists all things, and personifies the full essence and nature of God. Finally, Hebrews 1 overtly tells us that according to God the Father himself, Jesus is God. But about the Son, he, the Father, says, "Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever." Not only is the entirety of Hebrews 1 devoted to demonstrating the absolute deity of Jesus, but in verses 10 through 12, the inspired writer quotes a passage in Psalm 102 referring to Yahweh and directly applies it to Christ. Doing so, the scripture specifically declares Jesus ontologically equal with Israel's God. Many similar texts can be adduced. For example, in Revelation 1, the Lord God says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." In the last chapter of Revelation, Jesus applies the selfsame words, Alpha and Omega, to himself. Additionally, in 2 Peter 1, Jesus is referred to as our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In these passages, and a host of others, the Bible explicitly claims that Jesus is God. A verse to ponder. Titus 2:13. We wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.